universe for one swell time. Yeah, and for one swell tune. A tune, by the way, that's hitting four or five continents right now on USA War Department V-discs with the same group, same band, same Pee-wee Russell, perennial Sashway champion. Never fought and never defeated. The name of that tune is Ballin' the Jack. Ready, Eddie Condon? Okay, so are we. Ladies and gentlemen, Eddie Condon. Edward?
Well, here I am, stuck again. That was a band from Nick's, almost, with the exception of a couple of guys. Speaking of Nick, I've been playing up to him. I think we're going to have him come in here and croon on one of these shows. Let's see. This has something to do with a couple of guys in uniform. One fellow's name is John DeVries. He's got the gripes, and Sergeant Joe Bushin's got the stripes. Now, this is a song that they've written, and our good old standard boy is here. A fellow named Lips Page. Lips, come over here a second.
All righty.
What's the name of this song, Lips?
Well, What You Doing After the War.
I hope you know it.
That's right. What You Doing After the War.
You know how you're going to do right now, don't you? You're going to go over and play that cornet in that other microphone.
That sound mighty good.
Is that right? How do we start this, Lips? The guys take a couple of bars, right?
chicks. You're grooving some kicks like a movie. Tell me, baby, what you doing after the war? Some smile, you're dimpling. Some style, simply, simply. Tell me, baby, what you doing after the war? I hope that you are around, 'cause when the time is ripe, I'm coming back to you on the evil fever type. Some dish you're cooking, some fish I'm hooking. Tell me, baby, what you doing after the war?
Thank you, thank you. Norman Brokenwire. That song that those two guys in the Army wrote. They'll probably get a medical discharge now.
I have the wrong sheet in front of me, ladies and gentlemen, but just a moment. What is this next number, Mr. Anderson? Oh, yes, Benny Morton. Benny, come over here a second. Benny, somehow. Thank you, thank you. Benny's from Teddy Wilson's band, and you know about Teddy Wilson's band. He wouldn't get caught with any bad music. Benny's going to play a song, and the name of that song, I think I'll have Benny tell you about that. Benny, come in here.
Here a second. What's the name of that?
It's quite an old one, Eddie. It's I'm Coming, Virginia.
Well, first time I heard that song, At the Waters, made a record of it, and it didn't bother me an ounce.
Well, I hope I can do justice to that number.
You're giving away some weight there, Benny. I'll tell you that.
After Waters, that's a lot, you know.
I'll tell you what we'll do, Ben. He's going to come in single-handed on this thing and play the verse all by himself, and he's going to come out punching and winners. Benny, you ready to take it? Go ahead, Benny.
Thank you. Not bad, Benny, not bad. Thank you, Benny. Okay. Speaking of Teddy Wilson's band, we're certainly plagiarizing here. We got Edmund Hall. He's from Teddy Wilson's band.
Hey, Ed, what are you going to play?
It's been so long.
What's that again?
It's been so long.
Well, it's been so long since I've heard you play. It looks like we ought to go right now. This thing was originally played at Town Hall. Not originally, but originally played by Ed Hall at Town Hall. Oh, too many halls in there. Delete. Washington Calling. With Joe Bushkin and Cozy Cole. Cozy, of course, is that fellow in Carmen Jones. We've been calling him Carmen for years before the show ever opened. Now, behind Ed Hall, you're going to hear Gene Schrader on the piano, Joe Gross on the drums, and a fellow named Casey on the bass. Ed, do you want to take that away? Thank you, thank you. Now, here we go on the... I want to tell you something about that mail. We received a good deal of mail in from enthusiastic listeners. And it's in the works. It's going to be answered. You see, it takes a little time to work that all out. Lord knows I can't do it.
So, if you just be patient, everyone is going to be individually written to.
Now, about these... forthcoming concerts. Anyone that wants to write in. By the way, it says on top of this, take your time, so that's what I'm doing. I still think I had the wrong sheet here. That's the way I like it. What are we going to do now, Ernie? Oh, yes. Oh, I got it now. Billy Butterfield. Billy, are you in the block somewhere? Here he is. Billy, come over. Billy's going to play a song he recorded with Bob Crosby, written by the bass player in Crosby's band, a fellow named Bobby Haggart. Don't confuse him with Bobby Hackett. However, they both are equally as clever. Incidentally, about Hackett, he has scored a little background here for Billy, and the name of this song is... Come on in here, Billy. Tell us about it.
It's What's New?
Don't talk to the floor, Billy. Talk to the mic. Come over. What's
that song? What's New? Question mark.
What's new, question mark?
That's what Bobby's got on the part back there.
I'll take the question mark. You play What's New. Are we ready? Start this off some way. Thank you.
Billy Butterfield, 8. Popo Hare's listening. That wasn't too bad, was it, Billy? Billy said, yes, it was too bad. I disagree with him.
So how does this thing start?
Like this.
Like this? Bobby's got it again.
The one I love belongs to somebody else. He means his tender songs for somebody else. And even when I have my arms around him, I know his thoughts are all for somebody else. The hands I hold belong to somebody else. I bet they're not so cold for somebody else. It's tough to be alone on the shelf. It's worse to be in love by yourself. The one I love belongs to somebody else.
Crowded for time again. This gets so good, well, we pay no attention to that clock. That was Liza Mayo, and you heard her, and I did too, and hope you're not at all any underpleased in myself at the moment. Liza, thank you. Handy's listening. If he's not listening, you'll get the royalties anyhow. If I had to bring him up in person. Well, look, if we're going to start this thing out with you, Gene Schrader, you want to take it? Here you go. Boom, boom. Wait, next week. Next week we have another one of these swindles going. We're going to have fellas like... we're going to turn Hackett loose on a solo of some kind. We'll decide that at 3:30 next week. And Bobby Haggard's going to be here, the bass player. Formerly from Bob Crosby's band. Sort of retired now, but wait till you hear him play the bass. Ernie Casares will be here. He'll play a baritone solo. We're going to have a brand new trombone player, a guy named Will Harris. He just came in from California. He's the Cafe Society right at the moment. Uptown. Max Kaminsky. Joe Marsala. Joe Grosso will be here again. Liza will be here. Liza Mayo. Lips Page is going to sing another new war song. If you don't quit singing those war songs, you're going to put him in uniform. Well, Clyde Hart will be by. And, Pee-wee, there's Pee-wee. That's Pee-wee Russell. Pee-wee's going to be here. And, whoever else wants to drop by is certainly welcome, especially if they can do something. Once again, I'll thank you very much.
Friends, for another blast of fresh air time, tune in next Saturday at the same time. As Eddie told you, you'll hear more top-layer hot artists. Drop Eddie Condon a line and tell him whom you'd like to hear and what you want them to play. The address is Eddie Condon, the Blue Network, Radio City, New York, 20, New York. We've got a picture of Eddie for you. Just write in and ask for it. This entire program has been recorded by the Office of the Coordinator of Inter-American Affairs for rebroadcast throughout Latin America as an example of our native music created on the spot. Eddie Condon's jazz concert is produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Robbins. This is the Blue Network. Is rising to its feet in tribute to this inspired performance by Eddie Condon and his group of jazz geniuses. I don't see a single soul trucking down the aisles out there, but I do see plenty of happy, smiling faces. Faces of people like you and you and me who've truly enjoyed hearing this half hour of spontaneous American music created on the spot. Keep sending in your requests, your suggestions, your comments, yes, even your complaints. Eddie Condon's jazz concert is produced by Ernest Anderson. Your announcer, Fred Robbins. This is the Blue Network.